If you're listening to my voice, then you're listening to history, because this is the inaugural podcast of the Femme Fatale. If you enjoyed the Answer Bitch podcast, if you sort of moderately enjoyed Asky Anything, then you're going to love this, because this is the Leslie Gorenstein Hollywood Truth podcast on speed, because for the first time in my career, there are no holds barred, no rules, regulations, or anything in between. I can talk about anything I want, anywhere I want, about whomever. Or is it whoever? I don't care. It doesn't matter, because there are no rules. And it's me, Leslie Gorenstein. Welcome to my very first Femme Fatale podcast. This is my new show. Over the next few months, you're going to hear exclusive interviews with celebrity insiders, original reporting by me, blind items, fresh sightings by me, by Baby Vegas, and more. Do you have a question for me, by the way, about the inner workings of Hollywood? Because that's the crux, that's the seed of this podcast. That's the compost, if you will, of this podcast. It's what feeds my podcast. Your little bits of trashy thought put into question form. That's what you have to do. You send me questions, you see, about how Hollywood works, the inner mechanisms, the inner oily mechanisms about how Hollywood works, and I answer them. You can reach me at my brand new website, thefamefatale.com, or Twitter at Femme Fatale Says, or my brand new Facebook page for the Femme Fatale. Maybe you want to know what this episode's going to bring you, because you're like, you're all, well, what have you done lately for me, Leslie? Well, fine. On this episode, the shadowy organization behind Lindsay Lohan's new lease on life, if it is indeed a lease and not perhaps some sort of loan shark situation, whether Lindsay Lohan will ever go to jail again. I also have a really delicious blind item from a favorite listener. I have a fresh celebrity sighting you just may not believe. I have some insight on the biz that I got straight from Rosario Dawson, whose new movie opens soon. Plus, whatever my co-host can dredge up out of his brain pan, which is the size of a petit pois. You asked for Baby Vegas. You got Baby Vegas. Hello, Baby Vegas.
Hello, Leslie.
Welcome to the Femme Fatale.
I am honored to
you
be
found
here.
Me. Well, I mean, it's not like I gave you my address. I don't know how you found me. But you're all, look, it's me. I showed up.
Oh my God, look, it's you. Shut up.
I'm so welcome here.
I just have to say, I'm really thrilled that you referenced Janet Jackson's What Have You Done For Me Lately.
Really? You weren't even alive. Were you alive when
I
that came out?
I know, I listened to that 150 times.
No, that's an actual question. Were you an embryo?
I don't think
like
I was
like an embryonic
alive.
State? What year were you born?
I was 1986.
And when was What Have You Done For Me Lately? That was around 86.
Maybe after Control.
Oh my God, the fact that you even know Control makes me happy. So Baby Vegas, this is how it's going to work with my new podcast.
Please.
I got a blind item. I got some dish from Rosario Dawson. I got a sighting. Ooh. And plus, by this time next week, we're also going to be talking about Game of Thrones. Should we get to the blind item?
Please.
All right, look, here's the blind item. A really good, loyal, solid listener of mine from out of state sent me this blind item. This is what happened. Within the past, I'm going to say, to make it really loose, 2 years. The very cute star.
We can't say if it's a man or a woman.
No. It's too libelous. Once I get to the point, you'll see.
Okay.
There's some libel bait in here. The very cute star of a very hot TV show, acclaimed TV show, okay?
Ooh.
Got robbed. Now, this happens all the time. Obviously, stars get robbed all the time, right? That's not the item. He got robbed at his house. That's not the item. Because that also happens all the time. That's not the crux of my item. What didn't get reported so much, according to my listener, is the actor also kind of, the actor mentioned that he got robbed, but what the actor didn't say, but he did say to the police, is that his friends had been partying into the wee hours at his place that night with the help of some crystal meth. What? And ergo, the cops of that fair city believed that the actor was actually robbed by one of those guests.
Oh.
And so the cops kind of didn't look into it as much as they could, because once the actor said I got robbed, and the cop said, what happened? Well, we were kind of partying at my house and there was meth, and the cops were like, do you think that actually it was somebody from your house? Okay, maybe it was somebody at my house.
Why would you ever tell cops you were doing
meth? This person is an actor and he thinks that he's immortal and immune, and
And by wee hours, do you mean like wee hours of 3 days later?
is that what wee hours is now? It's not like 2 or 3 a.m. anymore?
Well, if you're on crystal meth, I feel like wee hours is like 3 days later.
Have you been on crystal meth?
Never.
Well, then how do you know?
I unfortunately have known of people that have done meth and they literally don't sleep. It's
do
like
they have
the
teeth?
Machinist. The gums start to recede.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's bad. Don't do meth, kids.
Is that the lesson of the day? Meth, it's bad.
It'll meth you up.
But no. No one knows this. Mm. It's not widely known that this person apparently parties with meth. So that's the blind item, kids. And don't ask me who it is because I'm not going to tell you. Now, do you have any sightings or anything before we do?
I do. I actually have a glut of sightings.
Do you want to go into a cage match?
Let's do it.
All right. For those of you listening at home who are not familiar with what a cage match is, my favorite weapon of choice is not a mace. It is not a crossbow. It is the celebrity sighting. Now, remember, I always win when I go into the arena with one of my co-hosts. I always win. So whatever my sighting is, it's going to win. But you've got one too?
But we like to give a valiant effort.
We pretend here for the kids. So the question is, do you want to go in with all of them in the hopes of beating me?
I do.
Really?
I have a double sighting all in one place, all shockingly involving me as well.
Oh, for God's sake. You know that you're not a celebrity, right?
I know.
Now, wait a minute. Now, before we back this up, this is not a my friend Kim sighting because
we don't count those. This is
you
my...
clapped eyeballs on these people yourself.
Eyeballs, myself. Eyeballs, proximity.
Was
even
it the
hands.
Club called hands. Rhonda pansexual?
No, I wish. I've actually never seen celebrities really there. This is at, I was at a concert.
Okay,
I was
go
at
ahead.
A show. Okay, so I was at this Django show.
Okay, what is
this,
that?
This UK British like bouncy rock band.
Okay.
At the Music Box in Hollywood
okay.
on Saturday.
Okay.
And my friend, we made friends.
This
a friend
is not
of mine.
Friend, your friend Kim. I don't
no,
want
no,
to
no.
hear about your friend Kim.
My friend Lisa and I, we made friends with
is
these
that like
people
your friend,
in front
that's
of
like
us.
Your friend Kim, but it's Lisa.
But I saw.
Okay.
She was just with me.
Okay.
And someone's like, oh my God, I think that's Lena Dunham's gay ex-boyfriend from Girls behind us. And we look back and sure enough, Andrew Rannells, I believe that's how you pronounce his name,
uh-huh.
from The New Normal. And he plays Lena Dunham's character's gay ex-boyfriend on uh-huh. Girls, mm-hmm. whose naked butt we have seen. Is
wait,
very,
wait, did
very
you see?
Nice.
Oh, okay, not there. You saw
no,
it on
no,
the
no.
screen.
We saw his naked butt on HBO. Sure enough, there he is. And so I had to go to the bathroom, and I was like, well, let's go. We're taking this route. Mm-hmm. We're going to walk past him.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, walked right past him, came back, made a point to walk past him again, to the point where I had to grab a hold of his shoulders and say, excuse me, into his ear. By his ear, I mean like his armpit because he's uh-huh. very tall.
Okay.
And as we walk past, my friend Lisa is standing behind me and she's looking up directly at him, watching his face as I walk past in skin tight Lycra zebra tights and ankle boots. And
this
is falling
this
into my
not,
friend
okay.
Kim territory.
Oh, no,
of
wait a
him
minute. This is not
checking
this
out
is,
my
this,
butt.
Was he checking out your butt?
He checked out my butt.
Are you sure?
Andrew Rannells checked out my butt.
You are willing to swear on that
I
in court.
I will give me a Bible and I will put my hand on it. And then sure enough, Chris
my
Colfer.
My engineer is like, oh, Chris Colfer, what?
Chris
what?
Colfer
what?
Was there.
Was he checking out your butt?
He was there with a friend of mine.
He's adorable.
He is really adorable. I didn't even realize that he was there until after the fact. I said hello to a friend, and then I started chatting with acquaintances that I know through that friend. My friend Lisa, she can take care of herself. I say goodbye to my
this
friends.
This better not be
we
a shaggy dog story. There better be some sex
oh, no.
involving this guy and the other guy.
Well, there's Chris Colfer, and she was like, he told me they saw you from 100 feet away, and they were talking about your tights all night long. So Andrew Rannells and Chris Colfer checked out my fashion. Andrew Rannells certainly in my butt. Chris Colfer, that begs
and
to
you're willing to
known.
Put your hand on a Bible and say that.
Yeah, throw it to me right now.
I don't know if I can win on that one because it's 2-1. But we did have a pretty good,
let's hear it.
Possibly
let's hear it.
Scandalous. If maybe I can make it more scandalous than it is.
I'm ready.
Maybe I'm at Bed Bath & Beyond with my man.
Nice.
Right? We do that. We go together to Bed Bath & Beyond because our love knows no boundaries. We'll go wherever we need to go, right? We'll go
Bed,
to like
Bath
the
and
high,
beyond.
The low, whatever. We'll go to like wherever our love needs to take us. So like we're going to Bed Bath & Beyond, right? And I'm like, baby, look who's over there. Look who's over there. And I look and there's a girl, mm-hmm. okay? No makeup on. And she's got a shopping cart at Bed Bath & Beyond and it is filled to the brim and beyond with inexpensive bed linens. That's all it has in it. Inexpensive bed linens. A lot of them.
Whoa.
And there's a dude behind her. Skinny dude, possibly a boyfriend, possibly an assistant, not sure what the deal is, with another cart full of inexpensive bed linens. And they're all this sort of, I don't recall them being a particularly bright color, whatever. It is Chloe Grace Moretz. Yes. With all these bed linens. And the two things we could think of is that either she's moving in with this guy and it's her boyfriend. Or isn't she about college age?
Oh my God, isn't that like skipping ahead a few years? I feel like she was like 16 maybe.
Well, 16-year-olds go to college when they're famous.
I guess, but...
But maybe this is like... But then again, even if she's going to college, like you only need like two sets of sheets and a beanbag chair. Like yeah. It's not that deep, child. You know what I mean?
Toga party?
Only your mind would go straight to toga party. We're talking about like... coverlets and pillows and like the whole okay. deal. We're not just talking about like sheets. We're talking about sheet sets.
Oh.
Yeah. A whole bunch of them. Either that or maybe she just bought a new house. I don't know. But the point is, it was like a homeless person's worth of a cart. No makeup on. Definitely shopping for a whole lot of linenry.
Oh my God. Which Bed Bath & Beyond was this?
This is the one over at the Beverly Center.
Okay.
Which is sort of like, for those of you not listening in Hollywood, it's sort of like in the heart of Hollywood. Yeah, there she was. And it's not, believe me, like Bed Bath & Beyond is like the Sears of linen, and Sears is already the Sears of linen.
Yeah.
So it's not like she was in some fancy place, and she could have probably afforded to go someplace in Beverly Hills. So the question is, what was she doing?
Right.
Was she donating all this to like a halfway house? I don't know. Chloe Grace Moretz, if you're listening, tell me why you were buying sheets. Now, speaking of celebrity experience, by the way, I won that one.
Okay.
Right? You know
fair
that?
Enough.
Okay,
fair enough.
I won.
That's pretty intense.
I declare myself the winner. Yes, I'm like the Julius Caesar. I just declare myself emperor of this room. Now, I did an interview last week.
You did?
With Rosario Dawson. Rosario Dawson has a brand new movie coming out with Danny Boyle.
Oh.
And it's called Trance, and it's basically like a modern film noir. I have a feeling that it's one of those convoluted, gigantic film noir convoluted plots with like lots of flashbacks and scenes that actually only happened in someone's head, kind of a thing.
Is Carla Gugino?
No, Carla Gugino's not in this one. It feels like she should be in it. She's not in it.
Okay.
No, no. So it's not a Frank Miller movie. It's a, there's a difference. So yeah, I was interviewing her about this, and the thing that's really, well, it's going to be very happy if you're a straight man.
Oh.
The thing that's probably going to be the most memorable about this movie is that she is full on naked with like shots of her clam.
Wow.
Like there are like at least two shots that are like definitely like the fact that her vagina is shaved is a key part of the plot.
I almost asked the question beaver and thought that would be crude. Then you said clam.
I'm just trying to think of what the vajayjay area is shaved.
Okay.
And that's part of the plot
is that
this character has a shaved vajayjay and there's a significance to the shaving of the vajayjay. And so you need to see it. And so you see her full on naked, including the shaved area twice.
Go Rosario.
It's full on. And by the way, she looks like every straight man in the room was like, golly, oh my God, that's amazing. Like my husband was like, I was like, all right. Exactly. I was like, ooga. Right, exactly. It was like a card. It was like, mama, baby, dad. It was awful. So I'm talking to Rosario Dawson about her nakedness. And I'm also talking to her about other things. And it just so happens that I was curious about something that I had never known about. Movie reshoots.
Oh.
Almost every big movie that's about to come out or is coming out soon has been in reshoots lately, including the sequel to Hunger Games.
Oh, really?
Yes, the sequel, the next sequel to The Hangover. They're all in reshoots. And one of the things I really wanted to know is why so many reshoots, including there's a brand new movie that's coming up with Vanessa Hudgens where she plays a street child.
Oh.
I don't know if you can imagine Vanessa Hudgens as a street child. I can't. She's apparently got a fabulous wig. But anyway, Rosario plays this girl's mother, a crack mom. I think it's a crack mom. There's some movie where Rosario plays a crack mom. Vanessa Hudgens plays a street child. And the movie recently went into reshoots. So I said, hey, Rosario, why do all these movies go into reshoots? And she told me.
What'd she say?
She said that in this particular case, a lot of times, this is what happens. The movie screens for a test audience.
Mm-hmm.
And the test audience doesn't like something. They automatically go back and they do reshoots.
Ugh.
So, for example, the test audience in this case wanted to know more about the relationship between Vanessa Hudgens and Rosario Dawson. The mother and the daughter. So the directors wrote 10 more pages of script and they went and did reshoots. That was a reshoot. That is a typical example of what a reshoot is.
Okay, I actually gladly accept that, as it said they want more of a relationship and less like, we didn't like her hair.
Right, that also happens. Yes, that does happen, but not in this case. In this case, it was, we want to know more about these characters. So they did it.
I must ask,
yes.
Have you heard Vanessa Hudgens' past pop hit, Sneaker Night?
Why did you just do that?
YouTube Sneaker Night.
This was my original, like my inaugural podcast. It was a beautiful thing. I've been planning it for weeks.
And you just,
why did you do that? Why did you do that? Why did you do that? Baby Vegas, why did you do that?
Error in judgment.
Yeah. Are you sorry? Do you want to apologize to all three of our subscribers?
I'm sorry. Soon to be 3 billion subscribers.
That's fine. We're going to let that sink in. When we come back, I have got an interview you're not going to want to miss. I'm going to be interviewing a celebrity defense attorney who has some incredible dish on the future of Lindsay Lohan. We'll be right back. This may sound like a blank space, but it's not a blank space. This is a space for you, the would-be sponsor of my podcast. Would you like to sponsor this podcast? Email me at leslie@thefamefatale.com for more details. We are on with David Diamond, celebrity defense attorney extraordinaire. Say hello, Dave.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I've just gotten permission today to call him Dave.
And you have indeed.
And I feel like throwing a party, but I can't because I got to do my duty by my listeners. So this is what we're going to talk about today. A reader named For Reals has written in. This was just before the Lindsay Lohan hearing that recently happened. And the person, For Reals, essentially said, is she finally going to go to jail now? Now, obviously, she's not. She's going to a locked rehab facility. So I want to, the first question I have for you is, tell me a little bit about what a locked rehab facility really means. She hasn't picked her rehab facility yet, but based on your experience, what's the likelihood? What's this place going to look like?
Well, like anything in the court system, the criminal justice world, there's an A and a B version of everything. So you've got your A lockdown rehab facility for those with less economic resources, and those are pretty similar to jail. You get a cot as your bed, you're locked down, you have limited activities. Now, the flip side of the record, the B side, is for those that can afford something of a little bit more high class, high society lockdown rehab facility. Depending on those facilities, these places can be just like going to a hotel for a vacation.
Just like going to a hotel for vacation, but you can't leave.
But you can't leave. Many people don't want to leave the resorts they stay at on vacation. So the phrase lockdown could, in fact, be something that's a little bit more enjoyable than we would expect. She has to do counseling. She'll get one-on-one. She'll get group sessions. The food is a lot better. It's not a dormitory style like you would have in a normal county-run lock rehab facility.
So when you talk about the facilities, what kind of amenities is she probably going to get? Because this is Lindsay Lohan. You know, she's got a sponsor for her legal bills, so she's probably going to have a sponsor for her rehab. You know this, right?
I do know this, which gives her a lot more choice and opportunity. The amenities are going to be pretty much, you know, like a 4 or 5 star resort, to be quite honest with you. What we have in California, I know we have to compare it to New York in this situation, but the ones in California, the ones where the celebrities choose to go, are usually up in the Malibu area. There's a couple down in Orange County, in the very nice parts of Orange County, Newport Beach and whatnot. But if you look at those two facilities, the amenities are hot tub, pool, good food, good cooking, things of that variety. Comfortable.
Can she
beds.
Order what she wants to eat, or is it like omelet bar?
Well, in an omelet bar, you can certainly order what you want to eat. It's you know, it could be something of that high quality where you can order what you want. But I think the real difference is, if you look at the county run lockdown rehabs, you don't order. You walk. You grab your tray. You walk through the line. You get a slab of whatever quasi-meat they're serving for the day and frozen quasi-vegetables for the day, and you move along the line. A lot of these lockdown rehab facilities that are a little bit greater in, high society or more similar to something like that, you'll have a couple choices. You can choose something from a variety. You're not just told what to do and where to go. You have more freedom, and I don't just mean eating, but I mean walking the grounds, having a smoke, whatever it might be.
Okay, interesting. And then I think you were telling me that these places start at 30 grand per stay, which I'm guessing is going to be paid for by Mr. Pink. By the way, I wanted to ask you about, that's my second question for you. Looks like Mr. Pink is, I'm hearing through the grapevine that Mr. Pink is going to be paying for Lilo's legal bills, and the Mr. Pink plane is what got Lilo to the court on time. Have you ever in your life, as a celebrity defense attorney, had a sponsored trial?
Well, I've had clients, particularly the higher profile clients that we've had, athletes or actors or actresses, that get either help sometimes from family or friends or teammates or, you know, co-stars. But the majority of the time, they're paying their bills and they're doing it on their own. So it is, I find it to be a little bit unusual as a situation. I can't imagine, well, I don't know where her money's gone, but apparently there's some need to get some help on a situation like this. But 20, 30, 40 grand is not unheard of for a facility like this. And again, if she chooses to do it in New York, you have to put the New York conversion rate onto the dollar there, and it's probably a lot more than it would be in other parts of the country.
I'm weeping inside.
I feel your pain. I certainly do.
And then the final question I have for you then, this is the question that people really want to know, and I think this is at the heart of what For Reals wants to know, is did she get a special deal here? Did she get a special treatment?
I don't think she got special treatment. I mean, people have asked me, if you were her lawyer, Mr. Diamond, you know, would you have worked out a similar deal? I don't think she got any better deal when she brought in her New York lawyer. I think the deal actually got a little bit rougher, although I know that the claims have been to the contrary. She had a great lawyer in L.A. for many years.
Sean Chapman Holly.
Yeah. And she did a good job and had a very similar deal on the table. Now she has to do 18 months of psychoanalysis or therapy, which I think was an added term or a little bit longer of a term. People always ask that. I talked a lot about when Paris Hilton went to jail, and everyone was so surprised. The reality is we're so overcrowded with jails that people are getting out. So when Lindsay went to jail, there was no special treatment. We're overcrowded and everybody gets out, you know, 10%. The women's facility is even 5% of your time. So that's not anything out of the normal. I think that the Santa Monica City attorney who prosecuted this case, they don't get to do a lot of things because they're limited to misdemeanors. That's all they get to do. So I think they had a little bit of excitement, so to speak, in prosecuting this case. And I don't think they would have let her off the hook easy. I don't think they let her off the hook. But again, you're talking about someone with 6 or 7 probation violations who's done some minimum jail time. On the flip side, and this is just my criminal defense side, the crime she committed have certainly not been horrendous, not violent in nature, and not serious as defined in the penal code. So there's a balance. People are saying, well, she got just a light slap on the wrist. Well, what she did, although it was breaking the law, no one died, no one was sexually assaulted, nobody's house got burned down. So we have to put everything in perspective.
Yeah, I know there was talk for a little bit about no plea deal. I think that was the mantra before the hearing. So would you have plead out?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was there that day in the court.
I had a trial next door,
and our trial hadn't started. There were some delays. So to kill time, I watched the circus, and I watched Lindsay's caravan come in. First of all, I've had ex-Lakers as clients. I've had actors, actresses. Never in my life do we put on a show like that. There were 3 Yukon SUVs. Mr. Heller came in a Hummer. I walk my clients, celebrity or not, we go in the front, we go out the back, just like everybody else, in the front doors, out the side doors, because we want them to be seen like they're not trying to get any special attention. It was absurd. And I did watch Mr. Heller walking around. I was curious because he didn't have a lot of paperwork or notebooks, which trial lawyers, I was lugging around this 3-ring binder, about 4 of them, because I was ready for trial. He was not going to trial in this case. He had a little... I can best describe it as kind of a man purse that had a couple pieces of paper in there that he was walking around with, nothing else. So I don't think his intent was ever to go to trial on this case. I think a plea bargain was something he was always working with, and he just put it out there publicly that he would not, or he would go to trial, and then in hopes of getting a plea deal later on. So I don't think there was any intent to go to trial on this case.
So wait, you're saying that they did not go in the front door and out the back like they usually did?
Well, all I can tell you is I've never had a client get an escort to go to the bathroom with five sheriff's deputies.
Good Lord. Is that what happened?
That is what happened. It was right by me, right by my client. My client, who's actually ironically from another state on my case, said, "Is this how it always is?" And I explained, you know, it wasn't. And some of it's for her own personal security, but our county's broke right now. We can barely pay for, you know, enough security in the courtrooms. We're closing courtrooms. To have, I think I saw about seven or eight sheriff's deputies in there, was a waste of resources, and it was a little bit silly, to be honest with you.
Well, maybe Mr. Pink will pay for them.
We can send the bill and see what happens.
I think that's great. I think you go ahead and send the bill, and let me know what happens.
That's speaking. Well, she's going to owe him. Something's going to, you know, on the publicity side, obviously she's indebted, so we're going to see what happens.
Dave Diamond, this has been a terrific interview. I can't thank you enough for this. Is there anything I missed that you want to tell people?
You don't miss anything.
I don't. I'm like a laser.
You are.
My eyeballs are like, I have to wear sunglasses like Cyclops in X-Men, because otherwise the beam of truth will kill someone.
The beam of truth. I'm going to use the beam of truth.
You
in
can't
my
use
next
the beam of, truth. I have the beam of truth. You don't have the
well,
beam.
Well, I'll give you the credit.
All right.
How's that?
10%.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dave Diamond. You enjoy the rest of your week, and thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
This space could be all yours. That's right. You thought that there was no place for you on the new Femme Fatale. Well, you're wrong. We're looking for sponsors. Do you want to be a sponsor? Email me at leslie@thefemmefatale.com. And we're back. We've got another reader question, and we're ready to answer it. Baby Vegas asks the question.
All right, from Juliet S. via Twitter at Femme Fatale says.
What?
Who is Mr. Pink, and why is he Lindsay's sugar daddy?
Okay, here's the deal. For those of you not following at home, I got notes on this. I did extensive reporting today.
Yes, you did.
I did, and it's all in here on this paper. For those of you who have been living in locked rehab, here's a refresher. Last week, Lindsay Lohan was due in court for this legal hearing. Right? You may or may not have heard about this legal hearing. The charge was driving while Lindsay, it doesn't matter. It's a she was Lindsay Lohan. She got charged. She was walking.
Is she not
in left
court?
Her house. She got a charge. That's all you need to know. She was charged with something. She was in NYC at the time of her court hearing, like the day before her court hearing. And her hearing was in LA. So she got on a plane, but then something happened. It was, depending on who you talk to, this is the day before her hearing. She gets on a plane to come meet her hearing time, right? She got on a plane. Like I said, depending on who you talk to, there was something happened. She didn't like the plane. It was delayed. The cocaine wasn't the right shade of white. It doesn't matter. Something happened, and she did not stay on that commercial flight, but she still needed to get to LA. A little bit later, Lohan tweeted a thanks to a company called Mr. Pink Energy Drink, thanking them for a private plane ride back to LA. Now, in case you yourself do not fly private jet like I do, know this. We're talking a cost of at least, at the very least, $2,000 an hour for that jet. That's the minimal cost for a private jet these days.
Wow.
Lohan's blowhard father, Turtlehead, we've talked about him before, right?
Yeah.
Her blowhard father also has alleged that Mr. Pink Energy Drink is paying for Lohan's court costs. Lohan recently switched lawyers from Sean Chapman Holly to this guy, Mark Heller. And we're also probably looking at a six-figure sum there. It's reported that Lohan already owes Sean Chapman Holly something like $300,000, if you believe the reports. So that's we're talking about a considerable number of costs that Mr. Pink is reportedly shelling out.
Whoa.
So who is this person, entity, sentient liquid? Here's what I was able to find out. One, this drink, Mr. Pink Energy Drink, is the child of a privately owned investment firm called King's International Investment Group. It also dabbles in fuel-enhancing additives, hopefully not in the same manufacturing facility, and tobacco. Now, here's why that's important. Privately owned is what's important. That means that it's beholden to no one, no shareholders, no nothing. It's very hard to get information on people who work for privately held companies. They don't need to report their earnings or list their anything. Some reports indicate that there's one dude behind the whole company, and he's Chinese. I tend to believe that because one of these umbrella companies associated with King's has 888 in the number, and 888 is like a lucky Chinese thing. Oh. So I believe that maybe that there's a billionaire Chinese person behind the whole thing. It's not clear. According to some reports, the company may have gotten hooked up to Lindsay through her, see if you can follow, attorney's son, Michael, who runs a celebrity endorsement company. Are you following so far?
Gotcha.
As for why Mr. Pink would do this, now all this, by the way, took like hours of research. Like seriously, I pulled papers from the state. You would not believe what I did.
It is amazing what this girl is.
It's called investigative reporting. It's a dying art. Look it up. As for why Mr. Pink would do this, this is where the conjecture really gets shady. I can say this for sure. Mr. Pink, this company, loves wrangling celebrities and hanging out with them and being seen with them and then advertising that they've been seen with them. For example, Michael Jackson's kids were photographed last year on the red carpet of a Mr. Pink event that was held for no particular reason that I could tell.
Except
Lohan was also there, okay? There's a chance that Lohan, there's also a report floating around that Lohan is negotiating a deal to formally endorse the drink, but that depends on whom you ask. Now, here's what's significant. This is very significant. I reached out to the company via four different avenues.
Wow.
Four different avenues. We're talking about like umbrella company, shell company, Twitter, former PR company, anything I could think of to find the lawyer for the company, anything. No luck at all. And that's very telling. Because usually if a company is willing to put its name out there and say, we sponsored this or we did this or we threw this red carpet party, they're jumping all over the press. So there's something weird with this. The point that I'm saying is that that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's very weird in my experience. I haven't seen that a lot. However, know this. This is the vibe I get. I've been doing this for 20 years. This is the vibe I get. Know this. There are billionaires out there who want nothing more than to collect celebrities and pay to do it. There's this prince in Brunei. You ought to meet this guy. Haji Abdul Azim.
Oh.
He reportedly paid Lohan six figures to hang out with him at a New Year's Eve party. He also reportedly paid Pam Anderson five figures to appear at said party. A millionaire named Jason Hope reportedly paid Aaron Paul, the star of Breaking Bad, something like 16 grand to come to his Christmas party. It's all part and parcel. I'm wondering if it's all part and parcel of the same thing.
Kind of like live entertainment for their guests? Or just like, oh, look at who I've got coming to this
party.
Right,
yeah, it's like a billionaire star fucker. Like, I'm so rich, I bought this celebrity to be in my car or to do whatever. Mm, I'm so rich, I can hang out with Lindsay and say that I'm her special friend and that I paid for this and that. I mean, this is all conjecture. This is all just me guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
But that's the vibe I'm getting, and without any further information from the company, which is privately held, that's all I've got to work with. Just rich people want to hang out with stars, and they will pay whatever expenses the stars may have to make that happen. Now, in Lilo's case, those expenses just happen to be court costs, so maybe that's what's happening. Like I said, these are guesses based on the facts that I've gathered.
Lindsay's court costs are sort of like the celebrity equivalent of that drunken friend that you routinely have to put in a cab home.
Yeah, to the tune of six figures. If it's a six-figure cab ride, absolutely. Now, that just about wraps up my show for the week. Now, you've been sending me so many questions, though, people, that I've not even begun to scratch the surface. In coming weeks, we will be talking about the current state of that anti-paparazzi law that Steven Taylor once passed so he can walk around naked. Another thing, somebody asked why stars never seem to sweat. Plus, when the Kardashians will finally go away and what it's going to take. Somebody asked why Halle Berry seems to have stopped aging or is aging backwards. And who has more power, the stars or the media? These are all questions you've been asking me. I'm going to research them. I'm going to put them in front of your ears.
Yes, yeah.
Meantime, Baby Vegas, have you memorized how they can reach me?
I have.
Okay, go for it.
All right, your website, new and fabulous. Yeah. TheFameFatale.com.
TheFameFatale.com. The is important because there's only one. Right.
Twitter @ Fame Fatale says.
Right.
And find you on Facebook, Fame Fatale.
Now, like what about you? Might still want to reach you about
You can find me at Baby Vegas with a Z on Twitter.
Very good.
Yeah.
And maybe someday we'll talk about your projects, but not today.
Someday.
This has been the inaugural episode of my show. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week.